guys, welcome back to the Swanston chat room. Today it is my choice of film, and we're reviewing the film A Simple Favour.
A Simple Favour.
This Favorino. Film came out in 2018. Here's a little synopsis. Stephanie is a single mother with a parenting vlog who befriends Emily, a secretive upper-class woman who has a child at the same elementary school. When Emily goes missing, Stephanie takes it upon herself to investigate.
I'd never seen this film. I'd never even heard of this film before.
I'd seen it once in the cinema, and then I watched it again, obviously, for this.
I'd never heard of this film in my life.
Wow. Here we are.
I don't know how, though, to be honest, but anyway.
Yeah, because it's got quite some good actors in it, but...
Main girl's quite famous, I think.
Anna Kendrick's famous.
Yeah.
I think it's funny, like, in films like this, it's like, well, her character is, like, the nerdy one.
Yeah.
I'm the nerdy mom. And then the implication is, like, oh, I'm so nerdy. And they're all making fun of her. But, like, she just seems like a normal person.
Yeah, she's just, like, nice.
She seems like a really good parent.
Yeah, literally.
It was so weird, though, when I was saying it, I said she seems like the sort of actress that could literally play, like, a 14-year-old in high school, but also play, like, a 35-year-old.
Yeah. Huh.
Is it the woman who's in The Office who becomes the second receptionist?
Erin.
Yeah, she could play, like, a child as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's called Stephanie, as you said. Anna Kendrick. She's quite famous. She's in, like, what's probably our most famous film is, like, Pitch Perfect. She's in that, you know?
Yeah.
She's, like, a very famous female actress, one of the premier. She's a comedic actress. It's not this film isn't, like, especially comedic.
There's a few funny bits, but
yeah,
it's described as, like, a comedy.
I couldn't really put a genre on it. I thought it was there was, like, moments where it was trying to be funny, and there was moments where it was being a bit more serious. Yeah, it was a bit.
Yeah.
It's
interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So she, like, introduces it. As a, like, the first shot is, like, of, like, a, it's like a YouTube thing, but it's obviously not YouTube, it's, like, whatever version they have, like, a vlog that she's doing, like, she's like, hi, moms, and reading out the, like, doing a little recipe, so, like, we kind of assume, like, we can see that from her followers, she's not, like, she's got, like, 500 followers or something.
Yeah.
And she's, like, she's doing all right, just doing a little cooking channel, just talking to her friends, like, her online friends. I think it's because every time someone signs up, it's like the real name they sign up with. It was like, so she's like, thank you, Bob.
She knows exactly who they are.
It's a bit of a weird move, buddy.
Yeah.
To be fair, like, all my things, all my gamer tags are just my name.
Yeah.
Sean _ Swanston. I mean, on PSN, actually, don't do that, though. We don't bother doing that.
So there's this lady, one of the other mums called Emily, who runs a fashion company. But she, like, barely comes to school. Like, she seems like she's not really around for her kids a lot, whereas Stephanie's, like, properly there for her kid.
All the other parents were, like, slagging her off, saying she's never there.
Yeah, we see, like, they're all in the school for some reason. There's, like, a bring your cake to work day, like, a different kind of different cake, not to work, sorry, to the school, but international cake day or something. So they're bringing their own cakes in, and then... she's, like, running about cleaning up, taking pictures and stuff, and then the other parents are just chilling at the back, like, yeah, we're too cool for this. Like, this is, like, and this is, like, there's nothing impressive about what you're doing. It's just, like, they're just being bullied, really. They're just making fun of the main lady for being a good mom.
It's, like, fully grown adults and around children bullying one of the other parents. It's weird.
Yeah. And it's weird because, like, she's like, oh, I'll sign up and do this. I'll do the decorations. I'll do this and that for the next thing. And then the teacher's like, please, Emily, don't do that. Like, she's a child talking to her, like, please don't leave some for the other people.
Yeah, give people a chance.
What I can see as well, that there's 5 parents there and there's about 40 jobs on that list, so it's not going to happen, is it?
Nah.
And they're like, oh, do you want to do something? And she's like, nah. The other mum's like, nah, I don't want to. I can't be bothered doing this.
They're so cool.
So, they're so cool, so laid back. I wish I was a parent like that. Yeah.
I'm the cool parent.
I'm the cool mom. Look at me, I'm the cool mom. So they're annoying. One of them is one of the men, the only man out of the group, is like an actor. I've seen him in things before. He's in, like, American Horror Story for a bit, and he was in like a sitcom, I think, about two gay men that had a baby or something. I don't remember, to be honest.
Yeah, I recognized him as well.
So they kind of talk, well, actually, the very first scene of the film, isn't it, like, her talking about how someone has disappeared, but we don't know what anything about it, really?
Yeah,
it starts off, she says, for anyone who wants an update on what's the other
Emily.
One?
Emily.
There's actually two characters in this.
Yeah, it's like, she's talking about the latest update on Emily, but then she's like, for any new subscribers, this is what's happened so far, and then she starts telling it, and it just shows it like the actual film.
Yeah, it's a flashback. The first half of the film is a flashback.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we see she comes out with her son and then another boy, and they're sitting talking, like, can we go for a play date, blah, blah, blah. And then she's like, I don't know, I have to ask your mom. And then, like, there's, like, a moment where, like, she comes out of the car, it's like a sting, like a rock sting. It's really trying to be, like, how badass she is.
Yeah,
but I don't think it comes across really at all, because the actress is fine, Blake Lively, but it's not like she's not like a like, badass. She just looks like a person.
Yeah.
You're like, oh damn, you're so badass. Like, she comes in and she's just like, you look a bit like a nerd. Basically, says something like that to her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, again, people just keep bullying this lady. She's doing nothing wrong.
No, the kids are like, can we have a play date? And she's like, do you like, was it a martini?
Yeah,
martini. She's like, yeah,
I love it. She's like, yeah, I like it with chocolate in it. And she's like, oh, it doesn't matter. So who would actually say that to somebody? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so rude. So, like, they kind of imply, they don't really talk about it. I think the other mums, the mum and the other dad talk about how she's like a famous fashion brand leader or something, kind of in a comment offhand.
Yeah.
Earlier on, so we know that she's like some kind of big famous public relations manager or something,
mm-hmm.
in this big famous company. So like she's a big shot, and our main character Stephanie is just a little tiny. I'm just a mom.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a single mom, and she, like, her vlog is her main job. So, but yeah, she defends it.
Seems like a nice
she's like a mom is a full time job.
And I had the blog, so I'm so busy.
Yeah, totally.
They end up going to the house, though, because she, like, convinces her to like, look after, like, the kids can come over if they can have drinks. So she's like, yeah, fine, okay. And she's got this, like, big mansion.
Yeah. She's got, like, massive, please, like, continue. Painting super of herself rich. On her, naked. On the wall, yeah. With, like, red hair. So you can tell but she,
it's,
like...
It's a bit much for, like, an you've got like, children now, it's a bit
much. Yeah. You can tell that she's not a normal mom. She's like a little bit.
She keeps swearing in front of her kids and stuff, which is not necessarily the worst thing in the world. But like, she's like constantly. You know, kids like five, and she's not even pretending to hide it.
Yeah. So they have drinks, together. And then
the kids are playing.
Yeah.
And they just chat a wee bit.
Is it? Emily's like, what's your biggest secret or something? Or she's like, I'll tell you mine if you tell me yours.
I don't think that was yet.
I think first they establish a few things like that.
The broke.
Emily.
Yeah, she says
that, like, they're running really low on money. That her husband like wrote a really famous book ages ago.
What's his name, Craig?
Sean.
Yes, my name.
Amen.
And then
Amen.
That he hasn't written since, now he just works as a teacher, but like they're not making enough money to like sustain their lifestyle.
Yeah, they have this big, like, proper house, mansion.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a mansion, it's just like a really nice house.
Yeah, so from the outside, it'll look like they're fine.
Exactly. But I feel like all houses in America are like bigger anyway. Like, it was a really nice house, but I heard that all houses in America are just bigger.
Because there's more space, I suppose. Because like there's a. That like obviously they don't have to live in this tiny little island like we do.
Yeah.
They have like, and they like moved there and then killed all the natives, and then we're like, well, now we have all this land.
Yeah,
so
much land.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good times, fun times. We just lived here, and then eventually we're like, we can build houses here, but like we already lived on top of each other, so.
And like when a lot of our houses were built, it was like really old times. And it's just like the buildings stayed from like Victorian year, a lot of them, and have just been
like how many buildings can we cram in here to get as many workers in this area as possible? With America's built like, America's a very young country, like only like 250 years old, not even.
And that was like part of like, the dream.
Yeah.
I didn't even realise it was that young.
1776, so in 20 odd years, it'll be 250.
Oh my god. Yeah.
You were there, really?
I thought there was something familiar about your
When
taste.
They turned up, I was like, guys, maybe not do this. And they told me to leave. So I had to leave.
Maybe not kill everybody? Move over, nerd. They were like the moms in this.
Yeah,
exactly. Who's this guy? Bit, little bit much.
They just laughed at me and made me go away.
Yeah?
They kind of... they also talk about... So, like, Stephanie, who's the main woman, talks about how, like, her husband passed away. Like, didn't really say why. Her husband and her brother were both killed in a car accident. They don't really talk why, like, how that happened the stuff is behind that.
Yeah, she asked what happened to her partner, and she said, or where the kid's father is, and she said she's widowed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she says she's single first. Is it, oh, divorced? It's widowed.
Yeah.
Shame.
Good times.
You're like, ooh.
And then, as you said, like, the guy comes in, Sean, such a handsome young man, that Sean.
Yeah.
Oh, and the guy's not bad in the film either. And they have a big kiss. They have a big passionate kiss. And we're like, ooh la la, a bit of heat in the kitchen, eh? Ooh la la.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la. That's what Stephanie says. Ooh la la.
Yeah. Well, then because that's why Stephanie's like, oh, you seem so happy to her. And she's like, well, no, we've actually got so many issues.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, yeah, you're drinking already. Well, I suppose it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Usual from the usual.
Usual from the usual, eh? That's my new favourite phrase, eh?
Yeah.
That has like a cut, it cuts forward a little bit. And she's with Emily and Stephanie are with each other again, with the boys again. And they're at like this park, they're sitting mucking about. There's a nice little bit where like Stephanie talks about how she doesn't really know how to be rough with her son, like to be like, how, play fight with her son or whatever. So she just like doesn't mind if the kids kind of get a bit rough with each other.
Yeah.
I suppose that makes sense, I suppose, I guess. But at the same time, you could just be a little bit more rough and tumble with a boy. Just give him a left hook. No, I don't do that, obviously.
Yeah, probably
he's
not.
A boy. He is a child. He is a child.
Mm-hmm.
She whips out the camera and takes a photo of Emily. Just a bit of banter. Taking a photo of a stranger.
She said it's cool. For like a school scrapbook or something.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, delete the photo!
Mm-hmm.
Delete it now!
Never take a picture of me again. Like that.
Ever do that again? She's like, okay, no problem. Oh yeah, no problem. I'm so sorry.
Sorry, boss.
I'm sorry, boss.
Yeah.
And then they go back to the house, and she's like, I'm so sorry. What have I done? I can't believe I done it. She's like, stop apologizing. Shut up.
And then that's when they start drinking. Like, she makes like a proper martini.
She's like, this is a really good martini. And she's like, this is. You think that one's good? Well, that one's. This one's crap compared to the one I'm gonna make. But she makes a really good one.
It was funny though because. Freezing alcohol. People freeze alcohol because it takes its taste away. So, to be honest, she's actually made it worse by doing that. It'd be easier to drink, but it loses its taste. Like, people do it with whiskey.
I've never heard of that.
People do it with whiskey because like it doesn't taste as strong. So it, like,
obviously, you can put like vodka in the freezer and it won't freeze because like the melting point of alcohol is like way too minus for it to actually freeze.
Like, it doesn't freeze, but if it gets really cold, it loses its taste a little bit. So it's still with whiskey.
Did that not just like watered it right down?
Well, it's still sealed. It's still in it.
It doesn't taste as strong.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that is actually true though, Craig. I just think you just made that up.
That's what I heard.
Hey, you just made that up. I'm calling you out right now.
I'll Google it, but keep on talking. I'll Google it.
So yeah, like they're sitting having these big martinis. They're getting pure cronk.
Yeah.
And this is the point where they're doing the secrets.
Yes.
So Emily's like, I'll go first. And she says, like, oh, me and my husband had a threesome with this other guy.
Yeah, someone from
this other woman, sorry.
His work or something.
And she's like, wow, so cool. Me? And then Stephanie's like, oh, yeah, and then I kissed my brother.
Mm-hmm.
I kissed my brother, my estranged brother, at high school. And she's like, and that was it. And that's all that happened. Mm-hmm. And she's like, but then we see that actually, in reality, there was a bit more than that happened.
Yeah. But Emily, then, like, pushes out of her, like, she knows.
Yeah, because you can read her, read, like, a book.
Yes.
She's like, oh, fine, I did it. Okay, I did it.
Yeah.
And she calls Emily calls Stephanie a brother effer.
Yeah.
Brother
like,
effer.
The whole way through the film.
Which is a classic little twist on the term mother effer. Classic.
Yes, classic.
A classic move.
Mm-hmm.
From a classic, a usual from the usual.
Yeah.
Well, there we go.
Here we are. Whiskey is another drink that should never be put in the freezer. vodka's okay. They always, it's okay to freeze vodka, but not whiskey.
Why? Okay.
Interesting.
They're important difference. With whiskey, that increase freezing liquid causes it to become more viscous.
Ooh.
Viscous.
Viscous. With whiskey, that increased viscosity causes it to lose flavor.
I see. Very interesting.
So then it's more dangerous because you can't even taste it.
Yeah, and it also like, people who drink whiskey like drink for its taste and that.
Yeah.
It's quite expensive.
Ooh.
Okay. The film flashes forward. We see Stephanie get a phone call from Emily, and it says, "Everyone's favorite phrase. I need you to do me
a simple all favor. Together,
a simple favor."
Dun dun dun!
They did it. They said the name of the film, Superman 4: The Quest for Peace.
Oh.
That's what it says, looks like I'm going to have to be Superman 4, The Quest for Peace.
That's so sly.
Classic.
So then she's like, yeah, what is it? And she's like, I've got this like last minute emergency meeting in London or something.
She said her husband's mum broke her hip, so she needs to go and like...
help at work.
Yeah, sort it at work or something. Work harder at work.
Yeah.
So...
But looking at her, we see her job later on, and she seems like she's got like a really good job.
Yeah.
So like, surely they can't be hurting for money that much.
I know. But then you look like her wardrobe and that, like filled with stuff.
As well, they say they're poor, but she just like what she means is she's spending all the mortgage money on clothes.
Yeah, she's probably. Just a real spender.
Yeah. Hey, big spender.
When all the dads and the mums at the school see that. Stephanie's picking up Emily's son again. They're like, you do realize that she's just using you. Like, you are her free babysitter. And she's like, no. She's my best friend.
Exactly.
Yeah, they go very quickly to saying best friend after just having met each other. But well, she has no friends, so technically, yes, she is her best friend.
Yeah.
Hey, it's like me and Betsy, we're best friends, but we earned that connection. Yeah.
You earned that relationship.
You're family.
And they'll be it. I had to buy her. That's how I get in that relationship.
You have to buy your best friend.
Oh, Betsy,
what you like? When I left the room just now, she was like, I'm the boss. I'm her best friend. So they are like proper, just like, she's like, yeah, cool, I'll go and do it, whatever. And she goes and does it. And as you said, they're like, the guy's making fun of her for like becoming like a free babysitter, essentially, like a free nanny.
Yeah, she leaves and he's like, I can't believe she's been tricked into doing free labour.
Yeah. And we see Stephanie phone Sean and be like, I've been, your wife asked me to look after your kid, and that was 2 days ago.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen? I've been texting her, no reply. And then Sean's like, oh man, oh goodness gracious.
Not again.
Not again. That's just a classic Emily. Usual from the usual.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a proper craziness. So now it's kind of like, there's a bit more of a mystery happening. Like, where is this lady?
And then
where's she at?
He comes back, still nothing. So they get the police involved.
Called the 5-0.
The 5-0. The po-po. So they get the police down, give their statement, see what happens. And the police go to investigate. However, they can't go investigate because she has to be. You can't do anything until she's been missing for 72 hours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So then,
they kind of imply like that. Like, if she's gone anywhere 99% of the time, it's because they fell out.
Yeah, they're like, she's probably with someone else, or like
and then. I'm like, alright, it's because you're a bad husband. And she's like, he's not a bad husband. He's the best man I've ever seen in my life. I love him so much. I mean, but she doesn't say that specifically. But she's like, he's the best man I've ever met. Literally had two conversations with the guy. Like, mm-hmm. don't like defend him so easily.
Calm down a wee bit.
He's just the best person I've ever met in my whole life.
So Stephanie's like, right, I'm gonna take things into my own hands if the people are doing nothing. So off she goes to Emily's office.
Goes to the Big Apple, New York City, baby.
She dresses up in all of Emily's clothes. And one thing Emily had said to her was, like, don't ever take... No, what did she say? She was like,
crap from anyone. Or
they'll talk down on you. So she was, like, getting herself all, like, hyped up to, like, be nasty, basically.
Yeah.
She basically was becoming Emily to go into her office.
Well, she wore like her grand's necklace, whatever. Her grand's like necktie.
Necktie, yeah.
From the '70s, or whatever, as you said. But then, or like from the '40s, I don't know. Made that year up.
Nice.
I'm going to say 1952.
Okay.
Okay. So she goes to this famous designer, Dennis Nylon. His big, like, I was going to say factory, not a factory. It's like an office.
Yeah.
His like design center, where she tries to get in, and the woman at the reception has been really rude to her, and then she has to sneak in after speaking to Dennis Nylon. He's like, I don't care mm-hmm. where she is. She does her own thing. We just let her do her own thing.
Yeah.
So then, but she manages to sneak into the house. She slips in.
The house?
The office. Not
house, sorry.
The house.
In many ways, the house is her second. The office is her second house.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she goes in and has a little... Gander. She goes for a little gander in the house.
In the office. It'll be gander. Yeah. And then she finds...
It's a wee gander.
That's where she finds this picture.
It's like a photocopy of a picture of her. Do you remember what it said underneath it?
Have faith. Got a faith.
Gotta have faith. Which doesn't really mean anything to us at this point. We're like, cool. Yeah. Whatever that means. Just reference our very cool song.
Faith.
Yep.
George Michael.
That's the new album cover. Her Gotta Have Faith. There. All right. Cool. That's it. The picture of her photocopied. It's not a very flattering photo.
No.
No, indeed.
But so she's like, wow, like there's a picture of her and she never gets pictures, so what the heck?
She starts handing them out all over the street and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
have you seen this person?
Have you seen me?
Mm-hmm.
Detective guy comes over, he's like, by the way, she's not left anywhere. She did hire a car, but we don't know where she is.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, oh my god, the mystery, the plot thickens. Better bring in Sherlock Holmes. Oh wait, Stephanie is the new Sherlock Holmes.
But she gets one of her streams, she tells people,
it's been 5 days. Like, give me some tips here, guys, if you can.
Yeah,
but she ends up getting like
the details.
Well, she ends up getting a lot more followers when she starts this case because people are like hooked. They're like, I want to know what's happening.
Yeah, we won't come back for more.
She ends up coming viral.
She goes viral. She goes viral, baby.
Yeah.
Like each of her episodes, she gets like doubles her viewership or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because of this, yeah.
Gets like thousands eventually, and eventually gets up to a wee bit more than that, but we'll not look at that yet.
Yeah.
So eventually one of her viewers sends her message, like, I've seen her in Michigan, so you better fly to Michigan right now.
Yeah.
So then they go to this lake where they said they fill the car, and then the police go and they're like, oh my god, we got her body. We got Emily's body. We're like, oh man, that's the mystery solved. That was quick. Mm-hmm. Emily's dead. Okay.
So sad. Time for a funeral.
And then your boy Sean goes and he's like, weep, 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 weep.
Crying.
I'm sad. I am crying.
I'm lost.
So she's just dead now. She's dead. And yeah. Now it's kind of a bit more about like, how is the family going to fall out around this woman having died?
Are they going to cope, yeah?
Because obviously there's little boys being left and her husband has been left as well. We're like, what do we do?
Yeah, so at the funeral...
You go.
Well, at the funeral, two little boys go outside and they're like fighting, and then Stephanie goes out to break up and he's like, get off me, you're not my mom! You killed my mom!
She's like, not trying to be your mom.
Never. Yeah.
I like how like both the boys in this film just do the very like the kid acting thing where you just shout everything.
Hey, they're really good though. Like they're cute.
I don't think they're that good. They're just kids.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They're like cute.
just shouting.
Yeah.
There's some films that I've seen that the kids are actually good actors. You're like, how did you manage that? That's very impressive for a child.
Mm-hmm.
Very impressive for a child. But just like, imagine if it's like, oh, that's very impressive for you, a fully grown adult. Very impressive for an adult. Wow, I didn't know an adult could have such kind of range.
Yeah.
So he breaks up the fight. It doesn't take much, to be honest. It's not especially a big guy. Not a couple of big brawlers on the ground.
No.
Fists are flying. It's a very cute little fight they're doing because he's like, pew, pew, pew. Yeah.
He's like, get off me.
little tiny fists, and he's got like a bloody nose or something.
Yeah.
So then, like, the dad comes out and he's like, "Stop it! What's wrong with you?
Stop fighting!"
Starts shouting at the little boy. He's like, "Sean, he's a little boy.
He's a kid.
He's just a kid, Sean." He's like, "Oh yeah, I forgot. He's my son."
He turns into Sylvester Stallone.
All right, I knew that's my boy. He's my boy.
So then
I'll talk to him. So we talk to, like, Sean looks after her, says hi to her kid, and then she says hi to his kid. And it's like, it's okay to be sad, blah, blah, blah. We're just going to sit here for a bit. Mm-hmm. And then they kind of had, later on, they're a bit upset, Stephanie and Sean, and they're kind of sad, and they're like, it's a bit of, will they, won't they? And then they get together, and we're like,
the tables turned.
Exactly.
At the wedding, at the, it's not the funeral, at the funeral of his wife. Ooh la la. Ooh la la.
Gracious. So then they find out that the body, well, Stephanie's body that was found, no, Emily's body that was found in the lake, had heroin in the system. And then Stephanie's like, I didn't know that she...
That's because like, the investigator.
Yeah.
Comes to the interviewer.
The detective.
He comes to the house, comes to Sean's house, and Stephanie's there. And he's like, "Yeah, I tried your house, I tried the school, and they all said that you'd be here."
Yeah.
And she's wearing her dress.
She's trying on someone else's dress, yeah. I suppose it looks very suspicious. And they kind of talk about how there's a bit more like, they kind of thought about money, which is kind of an issue because like they didn't have that much money going. And then he's like, "Funny that you say that, because Sean just took out a $4 million life insurance policy on Emily, and then she just happened to turn up dead. Who'd have thunk it?"
Well, yeah, we should probably say, like, when Emily and Stephanie were talking, like, Stephanie told Emily about how she's living off her husband's life insurance just now. When they took that out before, too.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah. She's like, "What the heck?
What the heck?
Why would he take
She doesn't trust him.
Yeah.
They said that Detective Nylon... Sorry, the detective said that Dennis Nylon had been like, "This lady's up to something."
Yeah.
Which is true, she is.
But then, so a little bit later, when the boys come home and... Emily's son's like, "I saw mum today."
Yeah. And Sean's like, "No, you didn't. Like, it's perfectly normal to think you've seen someone, but you definitely didn't."
Yeah. But then later that night, Stephanie goes into his room, and a bracelet that she gave to Emily before she died
was friendship bracelet
beside the son.
Again, very weird that she gave her a friendship bracelet. Because, well, for one, they're fully grown adults, and they've known each other for a week.
Yeah,
it's very weird.
Very weird.
We made friendship bracelets in like CDT in like first year.
Yeah.
Cute. What were they made out of? Just made out of wood.
No.
It's just a circle of wood.
No, it was home ec. Because remember in home ec, you'd do like the cooking part, but you'd also do like the sewing and beading.
I do remember that. Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh la la, Craig, you're a real craftsman.
I was really bad at CDT and home ec.
We made those picture frames and those tables.
Yeah, have you seen mine?
Well, I couldn't even tell you which was mine, the table, that was mostly
the teacher's work, because mine was just not a happy.
Let me just do that for you, Craig.
I like CDT, but I was never especially good at it, but I liked it. It's fun.
Yeah, I'll say I liked it as well.
Get yourself a wee crafting table.
Did you ever solder your hair?
No. In engineering, like, we used to solder things all the time, though.
Yeah.
Good times.
It really, really, really smelled really bad when you soldered your hair.
Yeah, I used to just eat the solder.
Mm. Ah! Okay.
I'm dying! That's what I used to say. Classic move for me.
Okay.
Right, so... Then what happens, team...
Then, Sean asks Emily, Stephanie, to move in. And at first she's very reluctant, but then she's like, "Yeah, go on then. and she has like a montage of her like being all cool, and then she like takes all the clothes out of Emily's cupboard, all these fancy clothes.
It's a very long montage of her taking out all the clothes, and we're like, why is this so long?
Yeah, exactly. And then she goes back to like, she leaves to go do something else, and then when she comes back into Sean's house, she goes up to the cupboard and all the clothes are back.
Perfect way of clothes. She's like, I don't believe in like the afterlife, but now I do.
Ghost.
It's a little ghost in my also, room.
Zoinks? Raggy?
During all this, just before this, about the two boys come back from school saying that they saw Mum.
Saw the mom.
Again?
Goodness gracious.
And she gave him back the friendship bracelet.
Like, very cool. Very cool move from the boy. Yeah. Very traumatic move of the boy. So they talk about this ring as well. They give an example of, like, Sean's like, nah, Emily's a massive liar. Like, don't believe anything she's ever said to you. And it tells a story about how she stole this ring from her mum. From his mum, sorry.
Mm-hmm. It was his mum's only piece of jewellery.
And then she stole it.
Yeah, because she thought she just lost it, but then Emily on the plane was like, look what I've got, your ring. And he's like, oh, we'll give her it back. She'll be so excited. She was like, no. Like, I'm keeping this.
Very weird.
Yeah.
Basically, she's like a pathological liar. Basically. So yeah, like, she moves into the house. They have this scary little bit where she moves into the house. She's like, and it doesn't, like, Stephanie gets phoned at this point. She's like, hello, who is it? And then it turns out it's actually, no, this isn't at this point, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you're an idiot. And then she says, kiss Sean 4 million times for me.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh my god! She knows something about this plot. And she's actually alive as well, maybe because she was on the phone. I mean, or is she just tripping? Is Stephanie just hallucinating? Or is that a ghost?
Or is it just $4 million?
$4 million. Speaking, it's money talks, baby. $4 million on the phone.
So then she's like, I'm going to have to take matters into my own hands. Stephanie says that. So, well, she doesn't say that, but she implies that.
Because gets a knife. And she says, it's clobbering time.
Yeah. I remember so that she, part.
She, how does she find out to go to the camp?
She goes to New York to speak to the artist.
Mm-hmm.
Diana, who apparently looks
like... The picture of her was in the living room.
Absolutely, you're dead on.
Thanks.
But it turns out that this lady, Emily, wasn't called Emily when she knew her. She was called something else. And that she was a con artist who, like, stole all her money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Used her good looks to seduce her into giving her all her money and then left. Very mm-hmm. cool move again. Which then she gives her a t-shirt from a Bible camp.
Yeah, that's the only thing the artist has left of her.
Yeah.
Which then she goes to visit. And looks through these books, just lies straight to the face of these two people, and then goes and finds out that she was actually a twin.
Yeah, there's two of them.
Which then she then goes to the house of the people after tracking the parents down. She goes to the house and speaks to the mum and finds out that the one of them called Faith was a wee junkie. She's a wee raggy.
Mm-hmm.
She's absolutely mental.
And Hope was just like along for the ride.
Yeah. She just wanted to stay with her sister, but she wanted to have a good life.
And then they say, oh yeah, when they were 16, they burned down half the house, and then that's when the father was killed.
And they disappeared after that.
And she also shows her a picture of Emily, and she's like, oh, that's Hope, that's my daughter Hope. And we're like,
mm-hmm.
So her name's really Hope McLagan. McLaren. McLagan.
Yeah.
McLaren.
And just before that, Stephanie has a flashback to her husband realizing that she was having like an affair with her stepbrother, and then he actually was like, right, me and your brother are gonna drive to have a chat, but then actually he crashed on purpose
and killed them both on purpose. So it's a bit more like a bit more drama going on.
So she's like, it's my fault.
For some reason, watching it at that point, I assumed that she wasn't with the husband. The first time you watch it, you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a bit weird, but like, it's not terrible. But like, if it's like, not only is it incest, it's also cheating. So it's like, not that good a good move.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah. But I feel like, obviously they are brother and sister, like genetically, but they don't know each other. So it's not as weird.
I know, but this because that's I was talking about this, and it's just like they have the same dad.
True, yeah. They don't know the dad. Oh, they do know the dad.
Yeah,
but the other guy didn't know the dad.
I know, but their dad is just the same.
Well, yeah, she literally said that her brother was the spitting image of her dad. I was like, that makes it even weirder.
But not as she knew him. Yeah, as her mum knew him
when he was younger. Yeah, I suppose.
Well, goodness gracious! Wow, golly jeepers! So, and then. We've been through all this stuff. Emily goes on her blog. No, sorry. Stephanie goes on her blog and she's like, I want to speak to you. But Emily, I know you're out there. And she's like, I just want to tell you that you've got to have faith.
Yeah.
She's like,
and then it cuts to Emily.
Like the actual Emily. She's like, God damn it.
She's sitting in like a hotel room.
So now it's revealed that she is alive. Oh my God. Oh my God!
Oh my God! Wait, what's that from again?
They're eating her, and then they're going to eat me.
Oh my!
Oh my God!
We should definitely do that film.
I would love to do that film. I think The Room would be a really good one as well. Oh hi, Mark.
Oh hi.
I did not hate her. I did not. Oh hi, Mark.
Like you're my favorite. You're my favorite customer. Thank you so much. Oh hi, doggy. It's called Trolls 2, I thought, is it not?
Yeah, that's the... Oh my God, that's Trolls 2, yeah.
Yeah, but whenever Trevin told Trolls 2, it just says Trolls World Tour. I want that. That's the little
are
anime
we,
film.
Are we thinking about that? Trolls is the main person in it. It's called Harry Potter. Because in the original Trolls, the guy was called Harry Potter before J.K. Rowling wrote the books. And then J.K. Rowling released the books. And then, but they still had the rights to Harry Potter, so that's why they just made a sequel, just because they could just put Harry Potter in it.
Oh my God!
The sequel's got nothing to do with the original film. It would be really funny to do.
Yeah, the main guy's called Harry Potter Jr., that's very funny.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, we've got a little bit sidetracked there.
Yeah, really real.
They're eating her, and then they're going to eat me! Oh my God! Classic.
So now we're like, whoa, Stephanie's really onto things here.
She's a real character, this Emily.
Yeah. But
what's she like?
So is this when what's his face? Sean is like got this meeting in a restaurant with a person. And he's like on the phone, he's like, why have you not turned up? And then it's like Emily just walks over and she's like, did you really think I'd miss our anniversary dinner?
And he's like, she's like, do you love her? He's like, no, of course not. I only love you.
That while she's weird. Holding a gun to his face.
Yeah, yeah. No, she holds a gun to him and she's like, were you thinking of me when you're having sex with her?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh yeah, definitely, for sure. Yeah. Truly, do you not think that if he had just stood up and left, she wouldn't have shot him? Because she's like a wanted fugitive at this point.
Yeah. And also, she's got a gun in a shop. A restaurant.
West America, I suppose, eh? Maybe most of the guns. Are you allowed to have a gun in a shop? In a place? No.
Probably not.
In America. You just go to a restaurant and think, what you have for done? What you gonna, you want the bill, sir? Like, I don't think we're having the bill today, sir. And you pull out your gun and go, how's this? 12 gauge.
Yeah.
How about 12 gauges? How about 12 shells in your head for my payment?
Yeah.
That's what happens. That's what I imagine. That's my American fan fiction.
Okay, you should make a film.
Okay.
Yeah. So Emily's like, right. So I need the money for the life insurance. So like, I'm gonna get that. Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. That's what Mum does on the phone. Bye. 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 Until you hang up and she's like, oh, bye.
Oh, what was that?
Oh, that was bye. So, Emily then meets Stephanie at her grave in the graveyard, and they're like, "You're crazy. You're a crazy person." And then she kind of reveals like what's happening about like what happened in the past, and then
we like watch it like it has a flashback basically.
Emmy's like, I was there with my sister. My name's Hope, really, by the way, and I was there with my twin sister Faith, but I was actually a triplet. called, and the third one was called Charity.
But we actually ate her in the womb.
And I ate her in the womb because I was hungry. Yeah. And then they had any one of us could have been that and ate him in the womb. Do you think that's possible? That they just didn't realize.
No, you were meant find to be it, a you'd twin. See it in the scan.
And that's why I've got such a big foot because I accidentally got 2 feet in one.
We've got big heads. Because we've got
a baby in there. So when we die, our heads will hatch and a baby will come out.
Oh my god, imagine that's how it worked.
That's quite a good move. I like that. Okay. We should do that. That could be the next stage of human evolution. We could be the next stage. We should do that.
Okay.
So definitely. Hope explains that her sister Faith tried to blackmail her into giving her stuff. It's funny, whenever we see Hope and Faith together, Faith like beats down Hope and we see Hope be like subordinate for the first time. She's like, I'm scared. I'm scared of you, sister. That's how I feel about you, Louise. I'm scared of you. Yeah. I'm scared.
Okay.
I'm scared of you.
When we step out of line and Louise just punches us in the face.
She gives he's a fat scalp.
Guys, don't start accusations.
Don't reveal this. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, boss. I didn't mean to do that. So, and they're like, oh yeah, she's a junkie as well. Has I said that already?
Yeah, so they had different lives, basically.
Yeah, they were meant to they went on the run together after they burned down the house and they were meant to be to meet up, but they never did.
Emily went to go meet her, but Faith never came.
Yeah.
What a punk.
She's like, right, Emily, she's calling her Hope. I'll go and tell the police everything, I've got nothing to lose, or you
she's got no money.
$1 million. Mm-hmm. And Hope's I actually don't have that. No, I can't. And she's like, well.
Is it, we'll do it.
Guess I won't just tell the police then.
Because she doesn't mind, because she'll be together with her sister, so she doesn't mind.
Yeah, she's like, you wanted to be together anyway, so why not? She's like, I've literally got a life, I've got a son. And she's like, I don't care.
I don't care.
I do not care.
She doesn't speak like that at all, but that's just my generic American. I don't care.
Hello, Billy.
So, this is crazy time. So yeah. We're like, what? What?
Emily's
what?
Fine, I'll get it.
It's just reveal after reveal. Reveal after reveal. Boom, boom, boom.
But then
she's like, and then my sister stripped off and jumped in the lake and she drowned. And she's like, really? That's what happened? She just drowned. After that big plan, she just drowned. Mm-hmm. She's like, yeah, I promise. And then we see in flashback that in reality, she actually killed her.
Faith ran to the lake and she's like, come in, right where we're a kid. And she goes in and she's just like, you left me. And it's like, yeah, sorry, I had plans. And she just drowned her.
Yeah.
She's like, goodbye.
Goodbye, my lover. And she cried.
That's when they have the big meet-up. Is it this finale here?
Yeah, I think
so. Am I too far?
No.
A little bit. Then she tells... What's the
Wait, mate? No, sorry, yeah. At the grave.
Yeah, at the grave. She tells Emily that they can set up the husband. Make him take the fall.
Yeah.
Because she explains that Sean was a bad guy because Sean...
Well, she plays the recording of what
Sean
he had said.
She never loved her.
And she's so then, it was Sean's idea to take out the 4 million life insurance to pay off everything. And it was all Sean.
Exactly. And she was like, well, yeah, we're going to use you to take the hit. But instead we can team up and get him. So then he gets arrested for attempted murder.
Well, does he not turn up to her house and he's like, can you help me? And she's like, no, can you please leave? You're not allowed near me.
Yeah.
She really hates this guy.
They're raiding Sean's office and Sean doesn't know what to do, so he goes to try and see Emily. And Emily doesn't let him in.
No, it's Stephanie.
Stephanie doesn't let him in. And it cuts to a bit of Emily walking out of a hotel. She throws a spanner at her in the air and whacks herself in the face with it.
Mm-hmm.
To get a big bruise. And she turns up to the police station and says everything. Blaming Sean. Then Sean's I'm not gonna do anything, not gonna say anything until I speak to my lawyer, blah blah blah. Then it cuts to Stephanie in her house again, and Sean walks in. And Sean's like, "Why don't you just tell me the plan?" Or Sean, I can't remember, what did Sean say? Now we're in the last scene.
He says something like, "Well, it kind of implies that they've been working together."
Yeah.
We're like, "Oh, cool!" And then they go in. Now it's a big face-off between the three of them.
Yeah, because then Emily falls in afterwards with a gun.
A gun. She's got a blast. She's got a 12-gauge. She's not actually. She's got a pistol. But doesn't Stephanie has a gun?
Yeah, Stephanie.
She's like, I'm going crazy. I'm just gonna do it. I'm gonna kill Sean. Stephanie. He's such a bad guy. She's such a bad guy, and he's just like, okay, cool, bang, and then we see like Sean gets shot and he falls to the ground. He's like, and she's like, oh my god, what have I done? I killed Sean.
Starts freaking out over him, but then Stephanie's like, or Emily's like, ha, nice try.
She's like, do you guys really think I'm so stupid that I can't see the microphones and cameras set up everywhere?
And then she pulls out all the microphones and they're all being cut.
Yeah, all the
wires.
And
she kicks her husband like, get up, you idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then
he was lying.
She takes out an actual gun and shoots Sean in the shoulder.
For realsies.
For reals. And then she's about to kill Stephanie. But then Stephanie's like, oh. I wonder what the streamers are going to think.
You were my best friend? She's like, oh yeah, really? Yeah, definitely. She's like, oh, do you want to come on my blog? She's like, oh yeah, cool. Do you want to come on my blog and admit to killing all those people? She's like, yeah, sure, we can do that. But it's a shame because you're going to die. He's like, oh, but you already did it.
Yeah, because she literally just admitted to like burning down the thing, taking out the loan, killing her sister.
Killing her dad, killing her sister. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she points to the button. And what do we see? There was a camera.
A
little tiny hidden camera.
And all the police were outside.
Exactly. Yeah.
Emily goes running out, and one of the dads.
Yeah, Ellie runs out with a gun, and she's about to shoot back at Stephanie. Mm-hmm. And one of the dads just drives right through her.
Yeah.
Absolutely takes him out. He's like, I've been watching the blog. I saw everything you did. I'm like, cool. And then it has a flash. Then she gets arrested. And then it has a flash forward. 6 months later.
It has like Stephanie doing her vlogging. And she's just thinking all that. She says that she's continued like trying to solve a case. But she's also just continued doing her vlogs. And she's got tons of views and subscribers and that.
A million subscribers or whatever. Yeah. And she thanks the millionth one individually. She's like, thank you. And she's like, yeah, but I'm obviously doing my recipes and stuff, but I'm also, I investigate crimes.
Yeah. Part time. And then it's
it ends, and then it weirdly has like another epilogue in text.
Yeah, seeing what everyone's done.
As if it was a real thing.
Yeah.
And, like, and then,
yeah,
as if it was.
It was really weird how they did that. It was like, explained, like, Stephanie got end up getting like a TV show and that. Sean lives with it's just got his son and they're fine.
Emily settled into prison really well.
Yeah.
And it has like a 1 second clip of her in prison. Like,
just
cool.
Doing class at basketball.
And then that's it. We're like, what? And it just ends. We're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that's it. A simple favour. A simple favour.
Which turned into a huge explosion.
A complex one, eh?
Yeah.
So, what do you think of this film then, guys?
I think it was good. It kind of gave me like Gone Girl vibes.
Yeah, they are quite similar.
This film wishes it was Gone Girl.
Yeah, like, it's like, it gave me like Gone Girl vibes, but I just don't think it knew what it was trying to be sometimes. Like, especially like the end, like it got so serious in the middle, and it was really cool. She was like working out everything.
Yeah, and I noticed that as well. I was like, oh, this is getting actually interesting. And she's like, but then looking back on it, as we're retelling it, I'm like, it's just she goes to a place, finds a piece of paper that says go to the next place, and then she goes to the next place.
But
there's no like,
but it was a very big, like there's a lot of twists and turns going on. But then at the end, it feels like comedic where she gets hit by the car and. It's like a happy music montage ending. It was just not really with pace with the middle of the film. The start starts off quite light, and that's fair enough. It's the start of the film. Ease people in.
I think if they'd done it in the Gone Girl fashion, where like it's played entirely from her perspective first, and then they do it entirely from Emily's perspective to understand like where she's coming from.
Okay, it just kind of cuts to her being alive. just so sudden.
Yeah, like,
oh. Oh, yeah, she's
which is
alive.
Which is exactly how Gone Girl does it, but Gone Girl does it way better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is good. It was good. It was quite a good film. It was just, I don't know, I don't think it really knew what it was trying to be.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's capable. Like, all the actors are finding it.
Yeah.
Pretty good. And as you said, like, it is like, there's like comedy parts in it, but I don't think
it just didn't like, really suit
they're
the
not
tone.
Funny enough that, like, because if it was like really funny, then it'd be like, oh, that really cuts the tension, but it's like, it's just yeah. like, it's not incredibly funny, so it's just like, well, why are you even doing this?
It just wasn't really appropriate for the tone. Like, Emily was like an absolute psychopath that burnt down a house to kill her dad, drowned her sister in a pond and faked
abandoned
her death,
her husband and
shot her son. Husband in the shoulder yeah. and then it just yeah. cuts like a happy ending.
Yeah.
What do you think, Louise?
I liked it, but I do agree, like, the about Gone Girl, like, they are really similar.
Yeah. It's kind of like, I do agree with what you said, Craig, about, like, the middle bit, being like, oh, this is actually kicking off, but then I like the scene where she wants to see her, the mum, is quite good.
Yeah.
But then it's like, the scene is so quick.
Yeah.
It's like, she has like a 30-second conversation. Like, this person is like the most interesting character in the whole film. We could just actually speak to them for a second.
Yeah.
I liked when, like, the little twist at the end where you actually think that, like, you think, you don't realise that, what's her face? Stephanie and Sean are, like, in on it together to do a fake killing.
Yeah.
I feel like I saw that bit. I didn't see. I thought it was gonna be like very straight in the line. Like, they're gonna pretend and then they're gonna catch her on camera admitting that she did it, mm-hmm. which is what happens. But like after, like, she thought she'd undone it, so it's a bit better, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was an alright film. It was interesting to watch.
Yeah.
You want to see how it turned it out, because there was a lot of things, different things going on.
It was a wee wild one.
Aye.
Oh my god! It's quite. I did quite like how it's like. It's like. I read this thing about how it's like shot like it's a comedy, but obviously like it kind of has less comedic themes.
Yeah.
Like it's shot as if like, which kind of make is like, is that a choice that he's made on purpose, or is that he knows how to make films like that?
Exactly. I don't think he's meant it. I think that would have been really good, much better as a book than as a film. I don't know why.
I don't know.
But.
What's your ratings then, guys?
Oh my god.
I'll give it a 6.
Okay.
What about you, Louise?
I'll give it a 7.
Fair. A 7. I'm going to give it a 6 as well.
Wow.
Hooray.
Okay. Nice one.
So, is that going to do it for a review?
I think so.
Think
hell
so.
Yeah, guys. Bye, see you soon.
Welcome back, guys. What a break it was. Did y'all have a good time? Hope so.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I've got a wee question for you. This has just been sent in from Star Trek.
Going for the TV show Star Trek.
The question is, what is your favourite type of, like, fresh fruit juice? You know, get fresh orange, fresh apple, fresh pineapple, fresh mango.
Yeah.
It goes on. What's your favourite type? What's your favourite one?
Oh, I like a good, like, apple and mango. That's nice.
Mm.
Oh, me too. I don't drink that enough, though. One I drink most would be cranberry and raspberry.
I would say fresh orange with bits.
Fresh orange, you have to go bits of fresh orange.
Yeah.
Apparently, like, they make fresh orange with extra bits.
Really?
Like, because obviously, like, some of them, they take the bits out. So then they have to put the bits somewhere else. Maybe they'll put them in other ones. So you have extra bits. Would you have normal, or would you have extra bits?
Extra bits.
Yeah, me too. I like the bits.
What about you, Louise? Wouldn't mind it.
Wouldn't he mind
it? It feels more fresh for some reason with bits in it.
Yeah. Well, that's what the fibre is.
You're eating an orange.
Yeah.
That's the only bit that's good for you, the pulp.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Right. I've also got a couple of questions here. Okay. This first one comes in. I read it in a holy text earlier today. It says, if you had to rename your siblings to any name, first name, mm-hmm. what would you do? I'm going to go first.
Okay.
I would rename you to Humphrey and Bertha.
Why?
Because Sean Humphrey and Bertha just sounds good. Okay. That's not true. Just because you guys are just, you know, you just like that.
This is really true. Well, I'll tell you what, my friends, like, I'm not even joking, like, so many of my friends always say that they think that yous would suit each other's names better.
Why? I don't get why.
I'm like, Sean is Sean. Like, I cannot see anyone else.
I've never heard that in my life. That seems like people are just saying that just because they can.
Because everyone thinks that you are the other way. Like, my friends always call Sean Craig and Craig Sean.
Why? Wait, what? Is Sean, like, a younger brother name?
I don't know. I'm like,
what? Or is Craig an older brother name? Like, I don't know.
I feel like you would suit Ben, Sean.
Cool, thank you. Oh, that's a nice normal name. I'll take it.
Right.
Yeah. And Craig, I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah, Craig is a perfect name for me. I know this.
Krog.
I would say, I'd try and be a bit out there with the names. I was going to say I call Sean Shane, but that's a bit of a copy.
That's really out there, yeah.
But I'll change it. I'll say.
That's really out there.
Oh,
great, man. I'll call Sean. Yeah. Call him.
Come on, Craig. Just finish your sentence.
Maximus.
Okay.
Maximus
Swanston. Oh, that sounds like a movie star.
Maximus.
And Louise, I call you Clementine.
Okay, Clementine. Right now,
and your nickname would be Clem.
As another part of this, we have to like then choose out of the two names that are given to us, which one do we prefer?
So what were mine? Krog?
Mine were Ben and Maximus.
Mine were Krog and Frog.
No. The one I gave you was not Krog. The one I gave you was Gerald or something, I think.
Oh. Did you call me Beatrice?
You're Bertha.
Bertha, and what'd you call me again?
Frog.
No, that's what you, I don't know what you call me the week.
I think mine was like Gerald or something.
So was, I would probably still, I pick Krog.
Wait, Bertha.
I'm going with Maximus.
Wait, what was my other option?
Bertha. Clementine.
Oh.
Clementine's a type of orange.
I think.
Like a sweet clam.
Sorry guys, I can't decide.
It's like a sweet Clementine, yeah.
We have to come up with one so we can get, come up
barrel.
With
our. Birth and time.
Birth and time. It's a birth and time. Yeah, we're coming midway. Hey guys, it's a birth of time here.
It's a birth of time. So we'd be Maximus Krog and birth of time.
That'd be a nice family.
It's like a YouTuber's name, like a really bad channel.
Maximus Krog and birth of time.
Nice.
Another question I have for you guys is, if you were flung into the past, let's say Egyptian times, but like
Egyptian
in Egypt, or no, we'll say the Middle Ages. What skill do you have, if any, that would help you to survive? That like you could set up a shop.
I'm a teacher.
Teacher, what are you going to teach them?
How to live.
How to live.
I know.
What you
I
do is just you just get your get your iPhone out. And then just, oh, wait, guys, you don't have iPhones. Oh, my bad.
I could just become, like, a performer. Like, I could just sing for everybody.
And they'd be like, oh, my God.
I'll do a hymn from Back to the Future where they're like, what the heck? What is this music?
Yeah. And then, it's like, yeah. It's a bit advanced for you guys, but your kids are going to love it.
Yeah. I'll start rapping.
He's like, he's like rap gods in the medieval ages. Just like,
yeah. For some Egyptians.
I love it.
You, Craig? It's really weird. Like, germs don't bother me at all. I'll do anything. I can do anything.
Well, sure, if you went back in time, you'd be the only person that was vaccinated on the planet.
Yeah, and I'd be like, people could give me any job and I would do it. If, no. Obviously, it's not harming anyone else, but you give me any disgusting job, I would do it. I wouldn't.
That's not a skill. That's just you're just like, I want to see like what talent do you have that you could be like, you could pull out and be like, they'd be like, whoa.
Gaming.
Yeah, just bring it. Whip it. Your guys, show me your PS4 and I'll show you how good I am.
Yeah.
I don't know.
My real answer is I don't have any skills.
Oh.
I don't think that's the only one. Like I could go to any time area. I could do the most disgusting thing there. I can do it now.
Yeah, you could do that now. That's a good point. You could do that right now.
Yeah, I could do it now, but I could do it back then. It would be more useful back then, though, because obviously a lot of the work's a lot more grimy and not nice, and like people might be like gagging and struggling to do it. But I would just do it.
Okay, Craig, the big man.
Oh, what a weird talent.
Yeah. I don't know,
any more questions?
No.
No.
I got this one. I got a question here.
Okay.
Do you remember any hymns from primary school?
I remember tons.
Yeah, Sean, this will go on when for the Saints.
Oh, when the Saints. Give me oil in my lamp.
Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning.
Give me some more. Give me some more.
Build up one another.
Build up.
Cum adende.
That's not him. That's not
that was learning the drums.
That's true. Oh, yeah. Cum adende. Cum adende.
Did we do Reach for the Stars?
Reach up for the stars. That was Wake Up, Shake Up.
That was
Wake Up,
Shake
Up. Away in a Manger. Classic.
Away in a Manger. Okay, I've got a question.
Actually, I'm still on this one. Oh, yeah. I've just brought up this thing from Classic FM: 13 primary school hymns that were absolute 100% certified belters.
Okay.
He's got the whole world in his hands.
He's got the whole world in his hands.
It also says here, like, "Good morning, Mrs. Blank," whoever it is.
Hey, why did you all say it like that? Good morning, Mrs.
It's so weird, though, like looking back, because our school advertised to be multicultural, but yeah, we just sang Christian songs, and we made all the other religions just stand outside.
No, look, they didn't make them. They said if you want to stand outside, you can. It's not, yeah. It's not like they were like, if you're not a believer,
yeah, yeah, no, force it, yeah.
Because obviously, if they were like, you're not a believer, get out, then the room would be like five people,
yeah.
So, and there was Lord of the Dances on here,
I am a real the up-timber Lord number. Of the Dances.
And I'll leave you all, wherever you may be. What about All Things Bright and Beautiful?
Drunken Sailor.
Drunken Sailor.
What you gotta do with the Drunken Sailor?
What should we do with the Drunken Sailor? That's quite a scary
one. It's like a pirate song. Yeah, like, why are you singing it?
What is it? When I needed a neighbour, it was like, I was cold, I was naked, were you there?
Why were we singing this?
Yeah. I don't know.
For children.
Oh,
man. Is something about the Colours of the Rainbow? I remember that as well. There was a rainbow song. I can't remember, though.
I can't remember.
There's one on this website that says, cauliflowers are fluffy. Never heard of that one.
No, there are some English ones that we don't sing.
That was fun, though.
That was fun.
Yeah.
We throw back to memory lane.
Trip down memory lane.
Okay, boys, finally. So, basically, if you were to go on your TV and pick one app to watch everything on for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Netflix.
I would say Netflix as well.
Yes.
Sorry, guys, got phlegm.
Craig, sure, that would have been, you could have one, muted your mic, and then two, not said that you had phlegm, because you just could have coughed and it would have been fine.
Yeah, but we could just leave that in anyway and they can enjoy that.
Oh, sorry, I've got coronavirus.
No, coronavirus cough is right a dry mic. Cough.
Oh, yeah, sorry. And then dust comes out when you do it. Right. What have you been up to then this week?
Oh, good Louise. Question. So, basically, we recorded on Thursday, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, so... Also, on... Basically, my... Friday, I was working. Saturday, I got a lovely Five Guys. It was lovely.
What'd you get?
I got a small cheeseburger, what's it called?
All the way.
All the way. minus the mustard. Don't want any mustard. And I just got a drink too, and some small regular fries. Lovely.
And then,
so then I got in at night time.
You get the normal ones, not the Cajun ones.
Yeah, I prefer the normal ones.
I actually prefer the normal ones, the Cajun ones as well.
I can't even think of ever even had the normal ones.
Really, you should get them.
Because they're better to dip. They're better to dip the normal ones.
Now, Cajun fries with mayo is like actually disgustingly good.
Well, I got in, so I had that Five Guys for lunch, and I got in, Chloe was working the full day, so she came back to the flat at night time, and she was like, I've been craving a Chinese all day. I was like, fine, okay, I guess I'll get a Chinese. So then, but I just got salt, what's it called? Honey shredded chicken, I just got that.
That's nice one.
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing as well, like, if you're going to order it, you may as well order something, and you can, the worst case scenario, put it in the fridge and have it tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. And so, had that, which was lovely, and then Sunday I was working the full day. Monday I was in the forest, usual.
Does it feel nice to have like SAS money now? Does it feel like you're rich?
Well, I'm not.
That goes on your rent.
Yeah, I'm not spending it. Well, I'm trying not
Why?
To. Tuesday I was working, and then I actually went shopping after it, so that was a wee bit of a lie. But it was my work money too, like I'm still getting paid, obviously.
Yeah.
And then today is Wednesday. This morning I went to the gym. Here we are.
I like it. What about you, Craig?
I had class on the Friday, my first class in. It was quite weird, but good. It's only 8 of us, I think.
8 people?
Because they split it up.
And yeah, sociology, you only allowed quite 9 in my one.
Yeah, it's quite small by this point anyway, sociology. So then I had that. I had football training on Monday. The new Warzone season came out, so I've tried to play a wee bit, but I've not played much. We started watching Come Down With Me, Misha.
What, from loving the start?
It. What a weird thing to start watching.
It's just on Netflix. It's just got one season of it. Absolutely love it. Not going to lie to you. I get it now. It is absolutely amazing television. And I recommend everyone watch it. Honestly, if you're bored, like, because you come, it's like 5 episodes is like a run of it. So like, it's just so good.
There's a reason that it has like 40 seasons.
It's just so good. Like, it's just such a good formula.
It's good when there's like a one you hate. When they're all just nice people, you're like, this is a bit boring.
Yeah, fair. But even like in the first one you watch on Netflix, the only one season on Netflix, season 12, 15 or something. And on the first one, there's like a love angle on it. I was like, this is just good. It's just really enjoyable. It's just
good television.
So yeah, we watched a bit of that. We watched the film, and I played some football today, and then I'm working tomorrow.
Love
wow. It. Well, I started a new series.
What are you watching?
Ratchet.
About Ratchet. Nurse Ratchet.
Yeah.
From One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you seen
the Netflix series about that lady. Yeah.
You seen it?
No. Oh. I know it's Sarah Paulson, is the main movie.
So is that show about the main nurse in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
I believe so.
Yeah, it's cool. I had it on the screen when I was watching it, but yeah, you should watch it, it's quite cool.
So this week, guys, well, as far as my watching, I've been watching loads of RuPaul. Me and Poppy have been watching like every season of RuPaul.
Yeah.
I'm going through all that.
I saw that.
I'm enjoying it.
I was trying to get onto Netflix and it was like, Sean is watching RuPaul Drag Race. I was like, right,
cool. Huh. I turn on Amazon. It's always like at night I turn it on and Mum's like, Mum and Dad are wolf watching things.
Mm-hmm.
As well. Yeah. At the same time, I'm like, God's sake.
Mm. I started using Prime a bit more because of that.
For that very reason. That's what's good. Everyone's home all the time. It's like, there's just constant use of it.
Yeah.
I don't know how much it is to get more screens.
It's a couple of them more. But it's not worth it. Because like, I've only had the problem like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah. But watching that, it's very fun to watch. That's a good, like, if you like human drama, Craig, you'll like that kind of stuff. I think you would like it if you watched it.
What's that about?
It's about like drag queens who just compete, but it's like they're all just like, it's just like a totally different culture. It's so weird because like they're all these little in jokes you start, but now I get it all. Yeah, watching, I'm like, oh, that's
things
funny.
Things just wouldn't know before.
Yeah, and then, like it's just very. They're just entertainers. It's like Britain's Got Talent, but like. You actually see the contestants, and it's not like abusive to them. Yeah. They're just like You should watch a season of it. It's good.
Thank you. We watch.
And you end up like you end up hating some of them. You're like, oh, they're so annoying. And they get voted off. And you're like, yes, let's go. Or like, are they stay on? And you're like, oh, I hope they don't win.
Fair.
It's fun watching it with Poppy as well because she knows everything. So she's like not telling me anything. She's like, oh, I don't know, maybe.
And I'm like, ah, tell me. The first season of RuPaul.
The very first. The first one's crap.
Oh.
the very first one. The one that came out in like 2009 is like all covered in Vaseline.
Wait, did I watch that one? Now I'm questioning myself.
It looks horrible though, like the first season. It looks like they filmed it in like someone's bedroom.
Right, I'll need to rewatch like the newer ones then.
I recommend it. This week I went back to uni as well. This is my third day back. It's quite nice being back. I've got my thesis this semester as well, so it's quite nice. I'll be sending out I'll be putting a call out eventually. I'll do it on this as well to ask for people to participate in my study whenever I can get it up and running.
How much? How often do you go into class?
I've not been in at all.
Really?
I won't be in this semester.
Jeez.
What? But I suppose because of the way my semester works now, like I could potentially have like no people in my class. It like wouldn't be worth the while to make everyone go in.
Yeah, fair.
Because like I pick three things out of six each semester, so like half the class won't mean anything.
Yeah.
So like potentially it could be like everyone's in the same one, so I could be like the only person doing one subject that I wouldn't even know until a day exam day.
Yeah. That'd be weird. The exams are said on mine.
They're online. Online, yeah. Yeah, they are. That was just an example, but you get what I mean. So I've been doing that. I was playing Warzone, as Craig just said. I've been playing with Spelunky, with Poppy. Spelunky 2, very fun little game to play if you're fancying a little single player game. You just run around your little guy, going through caves, try to find all the treasure and get to the end. Very fun. Okay. Craig's played the first one before.
Yeah, you used to play Weezer sometimes. It's good fun.
Good. It's only £15. So it's like worth the while because it's like it's just a better version of that.
Yeah, fair. Well, I might because I got Spelunky for free, so just wait eventually and it'll come out for free.
I know, but it's worth £15. Is like not a lot of money for like.
Yeah, fair.
Me and Poppy have played it for easily 15 hours already.
Really?
Yeah, but it's like it's very fun. I've been watching. I watched the film. Obviously, I'm looking forward to The Haunting of Bly Manor that comes out soon. I was going to say, we could do that for this as well.
Was that a film or a...
No, it's a TV series, but it's only 6 episodes.
Is it The Haunting of Hill House?
It's a Haunting of Hill House sequel, but we could do that for one of the episodes like towards the end of October.
Yeah, for Halloween. We need to start doing some scary films then, guys.
Yes, I'm so excited. Actually. I cannot wait.
Oh my god. Right, okay. No, I'm scared because I've already picked my film, but I was like, well, should I do a scary film?
It's alright, because October hasn't started yet, so...
Well, like by the time we do the next one, we'll have.
Sorry.
Oh my god.
We'll let you off.
We'll let you off this time, young man. But I just think that, fine. All right. So it's been a good week altogether. I'm happy being back. It's a bit weird, but I was not working this week. I'm working this week. I was not working last week, sorry. I'm excited to be back at it, living my life, doing my thing.
I wasn't working last week. I took off first week back.
I'm doing Sober October as well.
Oh, yeah,
that starts tomorrow.
So you're going to be absolutely on it tonight?
Absolutely. Actually, well, we're going to try and clear out all the alcohol in the house just so there's no temptation. Because when you're bored, you're just like, oh, may as well just drink.
Yeah.
Well, if it's there. Right. So that's it for the catch up. So next week, guys, if you're all interested, we're going to be doing a little film that I like to call... Mad Max Fury Road.
Ooh.
Not heard of that one before.
It's on Amazon Prime, if you're at all interested.
This is a good one.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's like one of these films that has like, it's all action, like almost no dialogue. So just,
it's quite
easy to talk about. Yeah. But we'll probably race through the review in like 20 minutes.
You'd probably do it about 20 minutes, yeah.
Okay.
That's quite fun though. I like the idea of that. It's a very good film. It's very like, just so creative. I'm very excited to do it.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Right. I think that's going to do it for this week, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Any closing remarks?
Spotify Premium.
Oh, wow. You get discount by being a student.
Yeah, it's for $4.99.
That's like
Yeah.
I could get it, but I don't bother. I just don't care about having it. I just listen to podcasts all the time because I'm an absolute podcast. Live the life.
I listen to music.
Ride or die.
I used to listen to podcasts all the time, but it's not really anymore. I never really got the time.
Yeah. It's when I'm driving, like, I just like my tunes on.
Tunes, right.
But yeah.
So that's going to do it for this week, guys, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See you next time.
Peace out, homie dogs.
Yep.
Be sure to vote in the polls, which might exist this week. Who knows? Right. Who knows? See you guys later.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.